Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello, this is Reverend Shreese Thorne, and thank you for joining us at Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. My co-host is Reverend Levon from Minnesota. She is a healer, a spirit guide, a teacher, and also runs the Center of Love out in Skye, actually. And my co-host with me today is Angela Thorne. She's the co-founder of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment and the author of several books, which we will be talking about today. I am Reverend Shreese Thorne, and I am the founder of the Temple of Knowing Spirit, which is a interfaith temple located just outside of Chicago. I am a healer, a teacher, and author of a couple of books that we will also be talking about today. I welcome your phone calls. If you could address them to either Angela Thorne about her books or her program, or Reverend Levon about her Center of Love, or myself about my healing or counseling or program that I run. Hi, is Levon there?
Yes.
Hi, Levon, how are you?
Real good.
I just wanted to say thank you for joining us today on the show. I'm very honored to have you be with us today, and I'd like just if you could let us know a little bit about yourself and the Center of Love that you run and the type of healing and ministerial counseling that you offer to the people in your area.
Well, it all depends on, in person, I do massage, deep muscle massage, and of course, I have learned and I'm certified, but I mostly do it because I am a Reiki master, and the majority of the people in this area probably haven't even heard of that, so I'm reaching them through massage. But I also do a thing called ear candling. That, again, is I have to be physically in person with them. And that's just a special old ancient remedy of helping people with ear issues, sinuses, etc. But, again, I'm using my healing art at the same time. And then I offer a thing called trauma erase, which I believe I could call it spiritual counseling also. And both of those, which are, I think, the same, but it depends on who I'm dealing with, then that's how I do it. But in person, I use muscle testing, and I also use intuitiveness, and my goal is to teach the particular people I'm working with to use their own intuitiveness, but if they don't, then I use mine. And I can do that in person. When I do it in person, we do touch certain pressure points. And then I can do it also on the phone because it's an energy work, really. It all depends on who I deal with because everybody's at a different spot in their evolution. So I have to, you know, respect their particular spot that they're at. And I do sell some wonderful health products. Most of them I have tried on my own, so I believe that's why I do as well as I do, because, you know, the old saying, the best witness is your own testimony. So that's basically the gist of what I do. Of course, a lot of it extends out of all of this, you know, because everybody's different.
So that's it. Sounds very interesting. I know that you've worked with several people. I think I actually saw in person you offer somebody a trauma erase session. Am I remembering correctly?
Yes.
Was it trauma erase? Yes, okay.
Yes.
You actually worked with Angela on
yes.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Angela, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hello, Angela. Thank you for joining
hello.
Us.
Hello to everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.
If you wanted to just give a brief perhaps description of the trauma erase that you experienced when you worked with Levon. I know it was a very short session, but I think afterwards you were saying you felt lighter and clearer. And
yes, but to be quite honest, I find with me when I have erased something, when I have changed some aspect of the illusion, I seem to just forget about it completely. And I am unable right now to recall exactly what we may have cleared. I do know that the experience, I did feel much lighter. And but as to all the other details, I couldn't really explain it at this time. I think that is a wonderful gift that mind has allowed me to have, that when I have cleared some aspect of illusion, it just seems to dissipate completely, and I no longer remember anything about it. So.
Well, I guess that's the point, not to remember.
That's right.
It's just release and let it go. So, Reverend LaVon, if you'd like to maybe explain how it is that this trauma erase was started. I think you were telling me that you went to a teacher and you took a course. Just because trauma erase is not a common name, so I just like everybody to kind of understand what you mean by trauma erase.
Well, what happened is when I start seeing more evolved ideas, I realized that I was a healer. And I was impressed big time that massage is the way to go, especially because where I live, you know, some areas are not as open to this mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I took a special massage course, and I had to go to Michigan to be certified. And when I got there, I did get certified, but she brought out the trauma erase. She was a certifier. And when she showed me that, I even told her, I says, you know, I believe this is the main reason I'm here. Well, to make a long story short, you know, like every program, you have to pay money and you have to be certified, and that's what I did.
Right.
But she has passed on because she was 90. And so I called and I found out that nobody was taking over on this particular course, so they gave it to me. So I can also certify people that want to do trauma erase.
So what does that entail? Like, how long is the course? What is it that people have to do in order to be certified?
Well, the way I did it, they had 3 videos, then they had to do like 50 people, you know, do trauma erase on 50 people.
Uh-huh.
And then you took a test. And if you passed, then you got certified. And I believe that the main, you know, goal of this is to, if you do 50 clients, you know you can do trauma erase.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So
now,
so
I know part of the premise when I was observing a session with you was that I think the first thing you asked was where's the pain, and you were also educating your clients in terms of all pain is a result of an emotion. Am I remembering correctly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the main thrust of the whole thing is if you understand and forgive. And there's other issues, too, but those two are the main healing principles. And then, of course, when I do the muscle testing, because I use muscle testing,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about doing the wrong thing because the body of the client is telling me what is wrong and what needs
right.
to be done. And, of course, I am led by the
yes.
divine with wisdom and intuitiveness. So every case is so different.
Yes, it is. Yes. So I know that Angela also teaches something very similar to trauma erase. It's called karmic repatterning. And I think you have actually had a karmic repatterning session with Angela. Is that correct, Laval?
Oh, I've had many, many with her.
Okay. So, Angela, if you could please describe, what is this karmic repatterning session about, and how did you come to know this type of healing modality?
This was given to me from, you know, some people may call it intuitiveness, but I call it all that is. I have made connection with all that is many years ago, and I will remain true to the messages that I get through that source. So this was given to me in a session with all that is. And what I was explained is that we have the ability within us to change the thoughts and beliefs that we had in the past. And that is the wonderful, you know, another wonderful aspect of the mind. We may have believed something in the past, that have caused us to continue to experience ourselves in a certain way. And at any given time, we can choose to change that. And as we continue to evolve, we continue to change, and we continue to change. So it was given to me that we have the ability to just simply speak these truths to mind, and which is to our bodies, because the body holds the information from the mind. The cells and tissues are holding the information that we may have gathered in the past. Everything is within the DNA, so to speak. So by telling mind that in the past we believed, you know, whatever, and right now we are choosing to no longer go that path, we are choosing now a different path, we are choosing to believe something that is quite different to what we believed in the past, we now insert that in the mind. And I now believe such and such and such and such. And there are variations to that, of course, depending upon, you know, the ability of the spirit being who is performing that, and the extent that they would like to change it, how often they would like to change it, what they would like to do. So that is the gist of it anyway, because it's believed that we hold everything within us by our thoughts, and our thoughts are our creators. So if we allow the thought that we once had to be released, we can now put in place a new thought, a new pattern, and that is what is called the karmic repatterning. And it can be done as often as one chooses and with any situation or circumstance, because everything, as I was told, is just based on thought.
Well, I actually have the karmic repatterning charts in my book, and it's the book is called Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul, and it should be out in a couple of weeks. And I actually even have a sample chart in the back in the appendix, so it could be photocopied, so you can actually use the charts to go through, you know, the different types of emotions or trauma that is happening in your life and how to use it on a consistent basis to change your karma. So that is in my book, Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul. Do you have the karmic repatterning in one of your books? I know you have two available, The Rite of Passage and Infinite Wisdom. Is it in any of those?
No, I don't recall that being in here at all. The Infinite Wisdom is just a compilation of some of the messages that were given while I was, you know, doing those sessions, holding those sessions. And I don't recall that being a part of it. It may be in the book that is coming up, but I cannot really remember at this time. Yeah. And the book that is going to be coming out or being processed will be called Infinite Love, and that will be book two of this series.
Yes, okay. So if you want to tell us, that just became available on Amazon 2 or 3 days ago. If you could just give us a little synopsis of the book. I know it is the channeled messages from All That Is, and I attended several of those meetings, and I was actually given the privilege to type up those messages to help you compile the book. But for people who haven't met you or visited your website, which is again www.newdawnascension.com, and that's spelled NEWDAWNASCENSION, and they can look on the link called Writings, and they could read about it on your website as well. And your blog, I believe you have a blog at www.communicationsfromallthatis.blogspot.com. I think you have a few. Yeah, I think you have a few blogs to go with the book, so they can always search the web for the blogs. But it's a beautiful, it's an absolutely beautiful book. It's full of wisdom. So if you could just give the audience just a little synopsis of the meaning behind the book and the purpose and why you feel compelled to share it at this time.
I was told that these messages are to be shared. Of course, it has taken me quite a long time to get to that point where I feel comfortable doing so. When the names were given to me, I was told that one must have infinite wisdom, inspiration, in order to fulfill the truth of our existence. And maybe I can take a quick look in here and see if this is part of the introduction. It may very well be the part of the introduction. So these messages that are contained within this book will fall under the category of the wisdom part of the teachings that we have received from All That Is. Without wisdom, we really cannot move forward in understanding the truth about ourselves. We are so programmed by those who have gone on before us, which will be considered the conditioning aspects of our beingness, that we can only understand from their understanding. These teachings were given to us as a form of a higher form of teaching. I became so disillusioned with all of the religion ceremonies that I have attended that I decided to speak with All That Is and ask and beg and pleaded and demanded to know the grandest truth. And as a result, the rite of passage came about. Again, because of my connection and communication with All That Is, I was able to really be in touch and hear the words coming through that aspect of beingness. And these teachings came forth as a result of that. Without having these teachings and understanding, and to me this is the greatest truth that I know, I am not saying that this is the only great truth, of course, but this is the greatest truth that has come through me. And these are the messages that have allowed me to continue to work through the illusions. In the past, I never thought about truth versus illusion. That really was not part of my repertoire to speak of. I just believed whatever. And whatever we were told through growing up, you know, by our religions, etc., those things became the truth. As we continue to progress hearing these messages, these truths started to come about. And some of them, you know, very similar to what we heard, and some of them were quite new. I can remember many times being told something by All That Is, and it was so uncomfortable for me, I decided, no, I really couldn't accept that. And as loving as All That Is, there was never any pressure at all for me to accept. It was just understood that I couldn't accept at the time, but I prayed to understand, to have further understanding, and I must admit I always had an open mind, and I thought, okay, I have asked for the greatest truth, and the greatest truth is being given to me, therefore I have to ask for wisdom now to be able to understand. And I always allowed myself the time to get to that place where I can better understand what is being taught. So this book, I would say, is just bringing us to truths that we have forgotten. And maybe these are some of the truths that you were told about. The truths that we have forgotten, you know, the forgotten truths from the Divine Mother that you were speaking about some time ago.
That's right. I do. I have a, and you're probably right. For whoever's listening, what you're talking about, Angela, is I do have a podcast series, and you can get it off of my website. It is www.knowingspirit.org, and you can link on the podcast page, and I do have a weekly series, well, hopefully weekly, series on the lost teachings of the Divine Mother. I felt guided a few weeks ago to start tapping into that energy of the All That Is, or the Divine, as you call it, Levon, you often call All That Is the Divine, and start to just share some of that old, ancient wisdom that was available to us on Earth and unfortunately was suppressed as time went by. But it is a valuable tool in order for us to embrace and become one with the Source. We do need to remember some of the pure, I guess it would be pure teachings that we have had access to in the past. So that is my podcast that I have weekly. And I do have guests, so if anyone is ever interested in being a guest on even this show or the podcast, please give me a call at 1-815-483-1141 or 1-773-831-4496. And we are also interested in accepting any emails that you might have, and I can answer them at my podcast. Now, if you are interested in calling on this show and asking questions about the type of healing work that I offer, or Angela, or Reverend LaVon out at the Center of Love in Skyme. Is that correct, LaVon? You're in Skyme?
Yes, Skyme.
Okay. So the number to call if you would like to speak to either LaVon, myself, or Angela is 1-877-876-5227. That's if you're in the States. And if you're in Canada, it's 1-888-815-9756. So I know, Reverend LaVon, you said you were actually fairly close to the Canadian border, aren't you?
Very close, yeah. I'm only like 30 miles from Canada and about 60 miles from North Dakota.
Okay, okay. So I remember you telling me that. So you actually, have you had clients coming to you from Canada?
Yes.
Yes,
I do. Okay. Yes, I actually, quite a few for the population over the border is very little, you know, not much.
Now, the majority of the people that are coming to you, you were saying that they do receive massage. They're interested in the massage.
massage and ear canaling, and I've been getting trauma erased. I'm amazed how much I'm getting, and I'm selling a lot of products.
Okay, okay. Let's talk about your products because I have to, even Angela, if you want to let us know. I think you have used several of Reverend LaVon's products.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, the foot patch and the juice. There's an aloe. I can't remember the name of the juice. So maybe, LaVon, if you want to share a little bit about your products. I have used some, but I know, Angela, you have used more and you've been really impressed with the
really
benefits.
Really impressed, yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Angela, are you talking about the what they used to call sea silver, now it's sea aloe?
Yes, I think that's a really wonderful product.
Yes, yes. Well, it used to be called sea silver. The only reason I'm mentioning that is it used to be really advertised, and then, of course, the FDA starts questioning these companies. I've noticed the good companies get questioned. So they use lots of their money, and they sold it to someone else because they... So the new company calls it Sea Aloe.
Okay.
And basically what it is, it's a multiple vitamin, but it's liquid. And from my experience, I feel liquid is the best because it goes right into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And the main ingredient is seaweed taken from the ocean. And from my experience, because when I put people on a colon cleanse, which I still can help people if they're interested, we use sea water, and it has been proven that sea water is the next thing to our blood. In fact, when there was a war and they couldn't get blood to do transfusions for the Navy, they used seawater. So this particular multiple vitamin has seaweed, which is saturated by seawater. And then, of course, they put some other things to make it a little more tastier, like different juices, and aloe vera is in it, and partyoker, which is one of the best for blood purifiers. And just to kind of make a short but cute little illustration, if we could get 100 elements, which is vitamins, et cetera, we'd never die unless, of course, we got hit by a truck or something. And seawater has 97 elements. and you're lucky to get 40 elements from the healthiest ground on our planet. So when you take seawater, seaweed from seawater, etc., you are getting things your body probably never would get elsewhere. And what happens is that our cells are starving. So when you start taking a product similar or like CLO, your body, the cells, start to act like they should. In fact, many people even have less problems of dieting because a lot of times we eat so much because our body is starving for what it really wants, and it's not getting it, so it keeps eating and eating. But when it gets it, then the metabolism can slow down. So that is one of the products that I sell, and I've had many people offer me other vitamins. I've tested them, and I always stay so far with CLO. I think it's, from my observation and my experience, it's the best on the market right now.
Now, you were even saying to me, I remember when I actually have, my son takes one of this, it's called aloe? What is it called?
Now they call it sea aloe, like aloe vera.
Okay, so sea aloe. So he's taking it, and he feels that he has made a change physically. He feels healthier, and I actually think he's doing much better at school. He's in grade 7 now, so I think it's helping him to understand the work that he has to learn while in class, and also even digest the other foods that he is eating, because if I'm remembering correctly, the ingredients in fact, some of them are a digestive facilitator, so it actually helps you to digest the rest of the food that you're eating. So I was very impressed with that one, and it was very reasonable. How much is a bottle?
40.
40, okay.
What I'm supposed to sell it for.
Okay, and then how long does it last?
It's set up so that if you take 2 tablespoons a day, they recommend a tablespoon in the morning, and then at night, it would last a month.
Okay, so that's very reasonable for you.
Very reasonable, and it is, like I say, the individual that started this product had a lot of issues from the Vietnam War, and nobody was helping him, so he went on his own little journey, and this is his. You know, this is what he put up or put together, I'm sure, with other people's help, you know, because he was not a scientist or anything. So that's how this product started. You know, there's many people out there that are crying because they can't get help.
Mm-hmm.
So he found this really helped him. In fact, we used to give out tapes and stuff, and we had remarkable stories of improvement with diabetes, cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But...
So how does somebody get a hold of either some of your product or even call you up for a trauma erase session or even go out and visit your center?
Okay, my phone number is 218-425-3983, and my email address is 77guided, that's G-U-I-D-E-D, 77, at Wicktel, WIKTEL.com.
I must say, LaVonne, that I love that product, and I think it's really beneficial for me. Being 99% vegetarian, I really feel that I am getting the nutrition that I may be somehow lacking because of the lack of the meat products, but it is much better for the body to be without the meat, in my estimation, for so many different reasons. And again, the seaweed fills that part. I eat a lot of soy products, but on the other hand, they are so loaded, most of them, with preservatives and sodium, which I try to keep away from. To the most extent, so that it really helps the body to feel much better. And we know that everything is really within the tissues and cells, so that is really what we have to address more so than, we have to start from the tissues and cells. We have to start from the tissues and cells. So that really is a benefit for me as well, being vegetarian.
Now, As you just said about tissues and cells, that brings me back to the karmic repatterning. I think that is part of the karmic repatterning, is trying to change the actual vibration of the cells. I think if I'm remembering correctly, just the other day you had received a message about how the body keeps regenerating itself every 10 years, you know, literally replacing itself, and any kind of, not dysfunction, but any kind of, I don't know if you could help me out here. Do you remember what you were speaking about? Any kind of abnormality or broken pattern, any kind of damage is going to be replicated, except it's going to be even worse because the damaged DNA or whatever it is that's replicating itself, it is exaggerated every time it's repeated.
Mm, yes. The message that we received from all that is many years ago was of that nature, is that the tissues, the cells, are being replicated. I was looking at a TV show recently, and the narrator was saying that, and it was a national TV. I think it's within the living body. And what all that is had taught us some time ago was that whatever the cells are, that is what will be replicated. So if you have imperfect cells, you're going to replicate imperfect cells, and you're going to keep replicating imperfect cells. What this gentleman was saying, if I understood it correctly, is that there was a little bit of a flaw. He was saying that in the duplication process, and the imperfections, as he called them, were being magnified even more so than the other parts. So that led me to really, you know, opening my eyes even wider and seeing it from even a different standpoint. So it's not everything that is going to be replicated in the same percentage, but the imperfections or the damage tissues and of the cells will be replicated to a greater degree than the perfect aspects of it. Although we know that everything is perfection, but we are talking about damage versus the good quality cells. And that was really an eye-opener for me, and even, you know, made me really want to strive towards being really careful what I put in the body, knowing that whatever I put in the body, whether it's via the foods or the thoughts that I'm going to be holding or the environment that I'm going to be in, that it's going to affect the cells of the body, which will also affect our ability to continue our evolutionary process in the present lifetime. So it was a great eye-opener. And again, coming back to the importance of feeding the cells and not just looking good or doing it for, you know, the body shape or something like that. Whatever
you're actually, you're replenishing and renewing,
yes,
and regenerating the tissues in the cells.
The cells, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're doing that through the karmic repatterning, which you receive through all that is, and
mm-hmm.
also the messages that are in your book. The purpose of the messages, if I'm understanding correctly, is to assist people in raising their consciousness so that they are accessing the divine or the all that is energy, which ultimately is the soul's liberation and regeneration and renewal. You know, when you become one with all that is, your body evolves into a healthy entity, and your mind is expanded, and as your mind is expanded, the body receives the healing energy from the purer, more loving thoughts.
Yes. Yes,
and
absolutely.
So this morning I remember you were speaking just briefly about how important it is to love yourself and how valuable it is, and also I know, LaVonne, your center is called The Center of Love.
Yes.
And your blog is center of love?
I believe it's The Center of Love.
Okay. So it's thecenterofblogspot.com, and I know you have several little articles up there on your blog. And
right.
Then you also have a monthly newsletter called The Chronicles?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very new.
Mm-hmm. So. And I think a few people have received it already. Well, they want to.
They want to.
I'm not quite finished.
Okay.
With that. Remember, we're going to put that specific flower on it, and you're going to send it to me. So.
Okay. Okay. I have read it. I thought it was great. I thought it was absolutely wonderful, and so did Angela. I know you've read it. And I also wanted to mention that, you know, this morning when we were speaking about loving self, we were getting the message from All That Is that it is imperative to learn how to love yourself, because if you are not loving yourself, then in the end you're not really loving anybody else, because if you can't love yourself, you can't love another. It's impossible to love another and not love yourself. And then that self-love comes from actually understanding who and what you are, which is part of the first book, The Rite of Passage. The first half of the book is really an explanation of the nature of the soul. Now, all these lessons, that these messages that Angela Thorne has had channeled for a long period of time, and it started a little over 10 years ago, they are part of the New Dawn School of Enlightenment curriculum. And I know, Reverend LaVon, you are actually running that program out in your area, and you have several students taking this program.
Yes, I do.
Now, I know that some pretty wonderful things have resulted from people taking the modules. It's divided up into modules. If anybody's interested, you can go on my website, or Angela's website, www.knowingspirit.org, and just look up school. And LaVon, your number is also up on that website, and they could call you if they're interested in the program. But if you could just fill me in, there's a couple of students who have been taking the program that actually have received healing and grown profoundly as a result. If you just want to let us know, how does it feel to run the program, and how did it help you to take the program?
Well, there's a particular lady that's had a cancer, and like we mentioned before, all pain comes from an emotion, and like Angela said, thoughts, got to change our thoughts, because a lot of it's even karma issues. And this particular lady has kind of ran all over trying this, trying that, trying this, and she said that the modules is what helped her the most.
Okay.
Yeah, because she said it made her understand what we're trying to present. So she said that's what helped her the most.
Now, I know that you have done all the modules and answered all the questions, but we've also worked together in terms of healing and, you know, facilitating consciousness. When you first started taking the modules, I guess it was a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago, you felt something change in your consciousness. Can you let us know what do you mean by that? What happened when you started to take the program?
When you sent me kind of a draft of it to look it over, I start reading it, and it put me in a state of consciousness that was like I was meditating, and here I'm just reading it. And I had to literally, after I read it, you know, when I get into a meditative state, I have to go lay down and fall asleep for a while, and it was just like me having a meditative session, a clearing, a healing, and that was just the draft of the modules.
Now, you also offer spiritual support or spiritual assistance for the people who are in your program. So if they do have questions, or if anything has come up that they don't understand, they can call you and you walk them through.
Yes.
Right? And then, Angela, you offer half an hour support sessions to the students who are enrolled fully in the program and actually return the questions in. And do want to be certified as a spiritual healer or teacher through the New Dawn School of Enlightenment.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, and also that gal that said it helped her the most with cancer, she doesn't have cancer anymore. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's cleared. So
that's amazing.
I just saw her last weekend, and she was very happy.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That is absolutely wonderful. I know that... when she, I think she first started, she took module one, but it took her a while to get into the the rest of it. But that's great.
And she mentioned, she was asking me which one is the next in line. So when I see her, I think she's going to take the next one yet. So.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I do. I actually do believe that within the messages that are is written and the the taped messages that you have been sharing, Angela.
Yes.
There is an electromagnetic frequency or a vibration contained within the actual message that is healing to certain souls. That is awakening or can be an activating agent for people who are seeking to move forward. I do know that when people went to your channeled sessions, and back in Canada, several years ago, they did feel, as they walked out the door, that they did receive a healing.
Yes, we were told that as well, that each person that is coming there, to the extent that they would like to be healed or they are giving permission to be healed, that a great healing is taking place. We were even told at one session that this was very much like surgery. And we were told to be really careful how we share our thoughts and beliefs after, and what we do right after, because it's like having surgery. And when one has any kind of physical surgery, one has to be in a state of sort of reverence, and not eating certain foods, etc., etc. And we were really cautioned that we should treat this with sort of greater regard, I guess, than we were treating it at than some of us were treating it at the time, because it is spiritual surgery. When you give intent to be part of this type of ceremony or give intent for healing to take place, healing will take place. But it's how we accept to the extent. And as you were speaking, I saw something here as part of the introduction, and all that is said. The teachings contained in these works are vibrationally attuned and will heal all who are drawn to them to the extent that each is willing and ready to be elevated to the higher vibrational realms of existence. Each of these teachings is a divine blessing, not from another deemed more superior than you, but from the deepest regions of your beingness. So that is, in effect, what you were just saying, and I opened up, and there it was in the introduction. So yes, it is. These words are vibrationally attuned, and they will help and bring changes to those who are willing to listen and hear the word, who are willing to open their hearts and minds to receive to the extent that they are willing to do that. And there are going to be many who may not believe in this type of vibrational energy that can be coming forth from a book or a vision or anything like that, but it is true, and one will feel it when one is ready, only when one is ready.
Yeah, definitely. I do agree with that. I know that when I do work with people and I offer my healing work, which I call The Blessings of Liberation, which is the name of my first book, which is available at Amazon.com. But the second book, Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul, is an expansion of that first book, which is really the Blessings of Liberation is really a text, a workbook for the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, but I felt compelled to expand it and include more experiences from the people that are in the program and the people that I've worked with, just to demonstrate how we can take control of our existence and we can change it and we can raise our consciousness if we choose to. So the Blessings of Liberation I offer is a channeled healing. It's a channeling of the All That Is or the divine energy for the intent and the purpose of repatterning and resolving and transmuting the karma that is keeping the soul bound to the unconscious earth plane. Therefore, hence I call the healing the blessings of liberation, because all that is within everyone and everything equally. I'm merely channeling what is present everywhere. But it is our divine right as a soul, when you evolve and you become one with all that is, or even on the journey towards becoming one with all that is, you have the ability to expand your consciousness out to that level and use that energy to then facilitate the liberation of another. Now, I use the word facilitate because I am not liberating another. I am facilitating that soul and for liberating itself. I don't really think that one can heal another. One can facilitate healing in another, but the only permanent form of healing is self-healing, which is why I think that your karmic repatterning, Andalaya, and your trauma erase, Reverend Lavon, I think is so effective. It's because you are giving people the tools to learn how to change their thoughts and also to learn how to start clearing the vibrations from their field and their body that are actually causing them to be sick. I know during my sessions I do use something like the trauma erase and the karmic repatterning. I have charts I type up, and I actually have, you know, affirmations and mantras that are specific to the karma that each soul, you know, whatever soul that I'm working with is trying to clear. But in the end, it's up to the person. And it really is a timing issue. They have to be ready to awaken. They have to be ready to want something different in their life. And there's no rush. I mean, time is an illusion. So although we think it's linear, it really isn't. So when somebody is ready, they'll do it. And the worry that I think I used to have several years ago, because of all the lost souls on this planet, is unnecessary. There's no need to worry. I'm going to give all that I have, and I'm going to share all that I have with another, but I know in my heart that they are just as much all that is as I am. And sooner or later, they're going to wake up and realize the nature of their existence, which is spirit. One day we all awaken. It's inevitable. One day we will all take that path and get to the source and then realize we were the source to begin with. So I love the blessings of liberation that I offer, because it is a wonderful experience to see somebody awaken up from this dream that we're living of the illusion of separation and actually notice how they are connected to everyone around them, how they are the creators of their existence with their thoughts and their vibrations and their conditioned mind, and also how empowered they feel when they realize that the ability to change their situations and circumstances is from within them. If they're going to change their lives or heal their souls, they're going to change it from the source that they're going to tap into from inside, the inner spirit, the inner dimensions that we have access to, but a lot of us really don't know how to climb in and feel our way through that world, because we are often mesmerized by the world of forms outside of us. So I do have to give credit to the books that you have written, Angela, Rite of Passage, which is available at Amazon, and also Infinite Wisdom Book 1. Those channeled messages, it was the basis or the foundation of the healing that I now offer. And it was also the catalyst for my liberation. It takes time, and, you know, full liberation is really based on perception, so I'm not going to go into details. But I needed energy in order to evolve, and that was a large part of what I used in order to be able to be the healer and the counselor that I am. So I know Lavon, if you want to just briefly, I know we just have about 10 more minutes, if you just want to briefly describe how you got to the point where you realized that you were a healer and you were gifted and you wanted to even work with us with the New Dawn School of Enlightenment program.
Well, I'm one of those that was, if you didn't show me from the Bible, that was it. And I am also going to write a book, And the chronicles that I have started will tell more in detail how I got to this point, but something horrible happened to me. And all this stuff that we're talking about, I used to think not, you know, that was on the negative side. But I was in a situation where a dear friend knew that he had to show me what to do without telling me what I was doing, because I was ready to have a nervous breakdown. And when I did what he told me to do, in 10 minutes, I was healed. I didn't have any nervous issues at all. And, of course, because I was in a situation where the stress stayed for almost a month, I had to use that technique here and there because I'd get back in. So finally, when I saw my friend, I said, tell me, what did you do? What did you have me do? So he just said the word meditation, and I thought in my head, oh, what about this other stuff that I've heard? So that is really what started me to get to this point. And again, in the chronicles, I'll make in detail even what I experienced. But then I just kept going to anything and everything, just like when I was a Bible Christian only, I was going to everything and anything also. Well, people kept telling me that I'm going to meet this lady that is going to show me what I really came here to do. And I went to another intuitive healer in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And before I came to Chicago to meet my dear friends here, she said to me, LaVon, you're not going there for lessons. You're going there to find that person, that lady that's going to show you what you really come here to do. So that's basically, and I just took the sessions these ladies offer, and I have their books, except for the new ones that haven't come out, and the modules, and again, the one module's title is the only permanent healing is self-healing, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you are the one that has to decide and
yes,
make the decisions of thinking, mostly thinking, like Angela said, change your thoughts. That's just the gist of how I got where I'm at. That's why I'm doing Chronicles, because I want to share with people a misunderstanding that's going on. I want to share through my experience, my testimonies, what has happened and how I changed my thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. So
LaVon, who was that person? Can you divulge who the person was that you were supposed to have met?
Anya, Charisse.
Oh, it was Charisse.
Yes. I remember when I first met her, so... But I was told that I was going to meet that person. So, but like you say, Angela, you forget things sometime, you know?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times when I go for something, during that time, I don't remember until afterwards. I go, aha.
Right.
And it's a blessing, isn't it? Because then we just act like we are supposed to act.
Yeah.
Just let things take their course. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before we close, I know it's getting close to that time, and I would just like to say thank you to you, Reverend LaVon, for being in this with us, for sharing these truths, for believing in these truths, because they are your truths as well, and for sharing with others your time and helping those who are interested in knowing a greater truth and in spreading.
You're welcome.
This word.
And thank you.
Yes. Yes. And Reverend Charisse, thank you very much for all the effort that you have put into allowing these teachings to be made available. You have been very instrumental in bringing this forward. So
on
behalf of all that is, I would say thank you very, very much indeed for all of your work, all that is involved in making these truths known now and in organizing the school and the lessons and everything.
Well, it's a privilege. Thank you very much. It is a privilege. It's a blessing, actually, to be able to do this. And one of my articles on the blog that I have, you can actually just get it right off my website, knowingspirit.org. I do write about the nature of existence as far as I have been able to understand, And once somebody, when we evolve and we start turning inwards and becoming one with the eternal aspect of us, our desires change and shift, and they really become other-centered in terms of how to help another grow and how to help another evolve, and which you're very, you know, motivated in that area. So are you, Reverend Lavab. So I think it's just a matter of time again that we all evolve into these beings that really just want to help each other grow and get to a better place. The point is to enjoy our existence, and we can't do that living in ignorance. So definitely it is a privilege for me to be able to offer my wisdom and my advice to others, knowing that they are God consciousness as well, seeking to know themselves, and they will be able to do it. It's just the right time and the right place. So I just wanted to mention that the first weekend of October, there is a holistic health fair for families at Navy Pier, downtown Chicago. I am planning on attending the Saturday forum, but for anyone who is interested, I think you can just go online and tap into the Chicago Healers Network or even Navy Pier events. They're going to be having several speakers talk about how to live as a family on this planet in a healthy manner. And I'm sure they're going to tap into alternative therapies, how to access the different types of energy healers that are downtown Chicago or anywhere for that matter. So, and I do offer the energy work, and I do offer astrology, intuitive counseling, and then also the New Dawn School of Enlightenment. So we just have a couple of minutes left. I just wanted to give out Angela's information about your books again. It is called The Rite of Passage, a book about the rights of all spirit beings, and that's available on Amazon. The second book is called Infinite Wisdom, Book 1. That's also available on Amazon, where you should also have probably a link on your website soon to, if people want to just link right from your website to Amazon. You also offer channeled messages and healings. Somebody can call you at 815-483-1141. And then, Reverend Lavon, thank you for joining us today. Again, your number is 1-218-425-3983. And your website is www.thecenterofLove.org. Am I correct?
I think it's just Center of Love after you said that.
Okay.
I don't think
so. www.centerofLove. And then your number, again, which I give at 1-218-425-3983. And thank you so much for joining us today, everyone who has listened. It has been a blessing to be able to speak and share our wisdom.
Thank you.
And please don't forget to call in and ask us messages or email messages about the Knowing Spirit podcast or show. So thank you, ladies, for joining me. It was a blast.
It was fun.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
Namaste to all.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Sharice Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Sharice sending you light and love on your journey home.